The term military analyst is not a legally protected term. It's not like doctor. It's more like economist. You know, any asshole can start calling themselves one and fart out a vaguely plausible opinion on the current situation.
So Cappy had to do some economics today. I actually had to do some I'm going to open up my soda water. Why is it sitting here? Why don't I open up my soda water? Soda water is very important when it gets hot in Vegas. Horrible tasting soda water. Don't get that. But I actually had to do some research. I felt like an economist again. It's a great quote. Shut up. We'll get to the topic. Chill the fuck out. We'll get there. It's like Robert De Niro in Midnight Run. What are you smiling about? Feel like a cop again. I feel like an economist again because I actually had to go do some research as Jermaine. Because while other economists are diddling around with interest rates and policy, I'm like, huh? Ain't no fuel in men's gas tanks. Let's see where this is going. So I think it was in the comment section or something. Somebody said that the standard premise of, okay, women want equality and okay, we're in a welfare state. But a lot of guys are retreating or not getting married. There's certainly a marriage deficit. Men are not. Like, stay away from that landmine field over there. But then a not a rational response or retort is, yeah, but simps will always bail them out. And then my brain went ping, it fired so loud, maybe other people heard it. I said, wait a minute. Our good friend Vlad Elkins of the Elkins Accounting Hour, he was telling me, because he's a CPA, that he has a handful of OnlyFans girls as tax clients, and he knows their income and revenue. And they told him, yes, yeah, something happened. Like, and these are the pros. These are the ones that actually make the money, are good with their finances, saying, yeah, it was, we had a significant decrease. I should ask Chad, because it would be a data point, what percent on average their income went down. But across the board, the handful of OnlyFans girls that Chad had, their income went down significantly. And I have also, as you guys have known if you've tuned in, I look into my crystal ball and just here, let me give you professional economists some advice. So maybe you get ahead of the curve of something sometimes. It's not all fucking data. Stop looking at that. I mean, you have to look at data, but stop looking in the past. You got to look at human behavior. Say, this is a different aberrant behavior that didn't exist before. They were doing that thing. Now they're doing the other thing. Be a fucking human being and kind of like, hey, did you notice there's either a lot of people in this bar or is there just not enough of me? You know, I just kind of noticed something about that. If you pay the fuck attention to something changed, the wind has changed, something has changed, and then you go dig up and using your human mind and human behavior, knowing what you know about humans, you might come up with the thesis. And before even one data point is recorded showing that, oh, in fact, things did change, there's other human behavior happening in society that if you look into your crystal ball, you could kind of predict and say, I think we're changing. I think we're going to go this way instead. And that's kind of what I've been noticing, where through consumption of videos and podcasts and YouTube, sometimes data, but then just talking to you economists, talk to people. Do you go out and have like a, do you have a social life? Do you get out much? You just looking at screens all the time. So you guys know that I'm thinking like, I think there's a quiet retreat. Go watch my video, why men are quietly quitting, or are men quietly quitting women? Because I was just like, God dang, you know, you look at the data and you look at where people are going, what they're saying, it kind of bears out. So I've been of the opinion that unlike girls who go to TikTok and yell and scream and cry bloody murder, men have good men gone where go they have thus become men. Pigs don't need no. Men are not that vocal. There was the MGTOW movement, of course, which is still going on. But I think now your rank and file guys are a significant percent of normal people are just they're checking out and just leaving. But instead of pounding the table and yelling to everyone at the playground, I'm taking my ball and going home. Men are just like, fuck this shit, I'm out. They don't even make an announcement and they just stay at home and play video games through their behavior. How many men even go to nightclubs anymore like that? So I was thinking, I think men are dropping out, but then immediately guys are like, yeah, but there will always be simps to bail. The simps, Jesus said, the simps you will always have with you. And I said, I don't know about that anymore. And so when Chad said the OnlyFans girls he had a significant drop in income, I'm like, wait a minute. Are men getting it? My thesis, my theory is, are men, simps or not, but certainly the simps, are young men, old men, any men, getting informed now because of the internet and online media, these atrocious TikTok videos these girls do, not to mention where guys like Fresh and Fit, no matter what you think of them, you cannot deny they did great work bringing these girls on. Kevin Samuels, may he rest in peace, brought these girls on. You know, Fresh and Fit were the first the originals who did that. Then the whatever podcast and all, everyone's trying to copycat and all that other stuff. Whatever it is, you start seeing that now. Men can't deny that. You could argue it's theater. You could argue, oh, most girls aren't like that. Fine. But it's been going on for what now? 2-3 years? And now you cannot deny that men are informed. The idea of simps, go back 5-10 years ago, where you had the idea of a, not proto relationship, unimodal, unidirectional, a one side asymmetrical relationship. It was an online relationship and it only went one way. The girl, remember when girls would, and they were at one time, there were actual girls who would go online and oh my God, PayPal me money. Oh my, that's so nice. Before it was formalized in OnlyFans. And you thought it was going to go somewhere. You thought you were going to meet these girls. Then it became like a legit, like an actual real business where girls would just give me, oh, and now I'm a celebrity. I'm the NDO. Oh, thank you, Jimmy. Getting to the point where girls would do whatever it is they do on the internet, and they have staff of men fake texting you guys, thinking you're actually having a conversational relationship with these girls and that there was somehow a chance that you were actually going to meet them. Even though they're online, even though they're for all the men to see doing live streams, whatever they were doing. Even before that, it may have been one-on-one. They were still leading you on, like the proto simps. And then as this has evolved from, say, a one-on-one exchange between a girl just leading a guy on the internet to try and sucker some money out of them, now it's you could see it on OnlyFans. It's effectively a strip club online, and nothing wrong with that. Not crazy. But now we know. And now the guy's like, oh, we even have a term for it, a simp. And now men are fully aware they're never going to get that girl. That hope has been eliminated. And now I wonder if there's less actual simps out there. We're like, yeah, I'm not throwing my money at that. That was dumb. Could you imagine five years ago, I thought that girl over whatever in Tallahassee liked me. Turned out like it was a guy and it was a bot or whatever else. I'll say it again. Men are slow, but they're not stupid. And the internet exposes all. And now that we're seeing this happen for what it is, my theory is, yeah, the men are coming out, and the men, including the simps. And to test my theory, what I wanted to do was, I was like, well, let's go take a look at revenue for OnlyFans. That's a pretty good barometer, don't you think? Okay, if there's Simp Central, you're the OnlyFans. Well, here's the problem. And I'm a little, God, I'm such a good economist. I'm so good. Why are you so good, Aaron? Because I'm ahead of the game. I'm ahead of my time. I'll die poor, but then they'll discover my works 100 years from now. Look at this grin, and then someone's going to name a company after me. Oh, did you know he died a pauper? He was ahead of his time. Ah, fuck. Those guys never make money. The two problems with looking up OnlyFans data. One, OnlyFans is not a publicly traded company. So I can't get quarterly updated financial statements. Like the second Disney shat the bed with their shit woke trash. It only took 3 months for the quarter to bear out. They have to publicly publish their financial statement. Then we all find out, yeah, it makes sense. You made woke shit, Marxist trash, and now you have losses. So we could see that. OnlyFans is a private firm. They don't have to publish their financial information. Now, sometimes private companies do that, which they don't have to, but they do. And OnlyFans is one of them. Also related, problem number two, is that I think OnlyFans, they're a United Kingdom company, and they have a different year end. I couldn't find anything. So the short version, what that ultimately means is the latest data we have is from 2022. And I don't know where their year end is. So we have data that is a year and a half, 2 years old. And I'm saying this is this switch. The trend is changing in the past year, which is not going to be reflected in the latest data we have. I'm saying the simp exodus, the exodus of simps, probably started happening 6 months to a year ago, so we can't see that in the data, right? So I have to rely on anecdotes or reports from the human, the field, or human behavior, or just gut feeling. And so when Chad said, "Yeah, my the revenue went down for my girls," and I also remember some other girls saying it went down, I'm like, "Oh, is it already happening now?" So if you can't get the official figures, which is hard to get, I started digging around. And I'm not kidding, guys. I'm so ahead of the curve. We're at the let me show you the chart. Let me show you one piece of data. Okay, now I got to present, share a screen. No, Scorched Earth, no. StreamYard, no. Why can't I show the OnlyFans? StreamYard Studio? OnlyFans. Hang on, let me get this. You know what? Let me open it up in a different... Fuck, this is... Okay, let me try it again. StreamYard Studio? No. Gal, your browser has blocked your screen. Click the screen icon. Let me try this again. Share screen. Mute website notifications. Entire screen. No, that's that. God, I'm sorry, guys. How's that look? Does that show up? Oh, forget it. God, all right. Look, I'll just not now. Forget it. I'm sorry, guys. I fucking boomer cappy. There's a website. SEMrush.com/website/OnlyFans.com/overview. And they have OnlyFans.com traffic shared by device. And they show desktop, all devices, and mobile. The traffic has stagnated. It is even trending down for the past 6 months. So from September to February, the all devices, there was 1.03 billion views. And as of February, it is 927 million views, about a drop of 100,000 views. Now, this is very germane. This is very relevant because if you look at revenue statistics for OnlyFans, it's exponential. It's skyrocketing. I think it was 375 million when they were just starting out. Then it was 600 million, I believe, in 2019. And it goes up to what they estimate to be 2.5 billion. So from 375 million to 2.5 billion, estimated 2022. I'm just ballparking those statistics, all right? The point is multi-hundreds percent, they would double or triple from previous year's revenue on the past year. So they are growing literally exponentially. Except traffic has now stagnated the past six months that they have data. The latest data I could find only goes up until February. And so that now is painting a picture in combination with reports from the field of Chad's girls not having as much revenues going down. I've heard from other people that OnlyFans girls, their revenue has gone down. The traffic has stagnated. And then I also found somewhere else, and I apologize, I should have saved the source, but the number of content creators, the number of girls creating accounts with OnlyFans grew something. And again, this is a year and a half old data. It grew at 40 odd percent. Don't quote me on exactly the 40 some, but it grew at 40% where the number of subscribers only grew at 27%. And this is a year at least old data. So the number of content creators is increasing. We speculated, well, why is it going down? Well, maybe there's more girls entering, which is true. There are more girls creating content now. But the number of subscribers is not keeping up with the number of new content creators. And if I look at traffic, and traffic has stagnated, is today, right now, which we won't know if they ever publish the information until a later point in time, is the number of subscribers even going up? Look, now, all companies go through, and if they're successful, there's a massive explosion of growth. Then there's a tapering off and kind of like a general growth line with the percent of population growth and things like this. If traffic is an indicator of subscription, that's bad. It's zero growth. It's actually going down. And then the other thing I said, okay, wait a minute. There's more. We know there's more content creators being created. There's more girls entering OnlyFans. And it's not twice as many as there are new subscribers coming in, but it's more than the number of new subscribers coming in. Then on a per capita basis, your revenues have to go down. This then behooved a question in my mind. Wait a minute. You presume these men are all going to spend the same amount of money. And I'd like to know, what is the spending per simp per girl? Or I guess we could just do spending per simp or per subscriber. This is, you know, you're doing economics good and right when you come up like what did I say? What is the one Dre always make fun of me for? Orgasms per capita. There's another. Look, I'm sorry, economists with your PhDs. I'm sorry you got your hands tied behind your back. You can't talk about that type of shit. I propose to you. There's a positive correlation between economic growth and orgasms per capita. I do, but I believe that. But you'll never go and figure that. Oh, my God. Could you imagine trying to put that past the PhD program? I got a thesis for my doctorate. Oh, yeah. What is it? Orgasms per capita. Yeah, you'll never be banned from the economics profession ever again. But you know you're doing it right. You know you're onto something when you got concepts like orgasms per capita. Then, but the same thing here. What is the per simp spending? Spending per simp on OnlyFans or any one of these, you know, similarly fangirl sites. So the number of traffic has stagnated, gone down. The number of new subscribers was slowing down and the number of new content creators were going up. We got the makings of a bubble now. I would say per girl, the spending has to go down. And I would say each simp, which economists got to make predictions. Today, which, you know, maybe the data will finally come out in 2026. But today, April 22nd, 2024, when the data comes out, you will see that the subscribers of OnlyFans has stagnated. And if they ever come out with the data, I would say per spending per capita of simp, will have gone down. Unless there's a group of gals somewhere like, oh no, we're making a ton of money. But these gals are the pros. These are not the ones who like, teehee, I set it up, they make $180 a month. These are the gals making, you know, six figures and then some who like, okay, I got to write off my toys. I got to write off my boob job. I got to write off my abortion. All legal deductible expenses, by the way, if you were wondering. Yeah, tax deductibility of abortion. Not going to hear that. Some normal PhD program for economics, I bet. No, you tell me about the Phillips curve some more. I want to hear about that. You just go retroactively do a meta-analysis. That'll predict some shit. I could make economics sexy. Anyway, the point is, if we look at the data that's coming in, I think, you know, and with glasses, they're going to have to be 2 years old to find out what's happening. I say we are at peak simpery. I say we got a simp bubble and it's bursting right now. We're right. It's late 2006, early 2007 for the housing bubble, but it's the simp bubble. And men are just figuring it out. They're not spending the money as much as they used to. I would say it's going to go down. How much and how quickly, I don't know about that, but I know I'm going to make the general prediction that you are going to have a simp shortage. And then all you guys are like, you know, oh, yeah, but the simps will just bail them out. I don't think that's going to hold true anymore. For some, sure. I mean, you got to understand, this is not a black and white thing. You throw a switch. There's 330 million people in the United States, not to mention 8 billion on the planet. All right. It's a gradation. It's a percentage of the population. At one time, all the girls were doing poofy bangs in the 80s. And then they cut the hair short and put on nylon on their arm to look like one owner rider. It was a rapid transition, but it took a couple years anyway. All right. At one time, women were thin, and then now they obviously are not. But going forward, there's going to be a dwindling. In other words, women are not going to be able to rely on simps as much as they used to. There's a dwindling number of simps, which means look at these stats we got. 304s per simp, huh? Look at God almighty. I am ahead of my time. The ratio of 304s to simps is going to go up. And a simp can only support so many 304s. And there's going to be less and less money per 304. Not to mention there's a ton of more 304s coming into the OnlyFans. They grew by 40%. And by the way, OnlyFans, if you'd like to hire me, I don't charge a terribly egregious fee, but I could do some analysis for you. I mean, they're a $1 billion company. They make a lot of money. I'm wondering if these guys know. They're pretty savvy and ahead of their time to figure this out. I'm sure they're like, yeah, okay, we know this is going to happen. But getting back to the conclusion of my thesis, I believe the days where women could just rely on simps and Captain Save-A-Ho and all that are coming to an end. Or certainly the amount of funds and resources that simps are going to provide women is going to dwindle, certainly on a per capita basis. And continuing on with my previous thesis that I think men in general, simps or not, are retreating, this is one of the legs of the table being kicked out, as it were, because, yeah, at one point in time, you could always rely on a guy. You could, and let's be very clear what an OnlyFans or online girls are. It is the prospect of sex in exchange for money, with very rarely, if ever, the delivery of sex. And there was that gave women, I'm not even saying the financial resources, but there was this insurance of sorts, this a sense of security and a measure of security. Not only a sense, but there was a measure of security that women could quasi rely upon that is no longer there. And as my thesis again, that the sexes are moving to their separate corners. They're going to the separate corners and increasingly having less and less to do with each other. That includes the simps. And ultimately what that means is an increasing number of women are going to have to face reality, the labor market, the home market, high interest rates, education, career, without the assistance of simps or subsidy or further help, however you want to quantify it. The days of just any old guy coming in there and bailing out Madison of her journalism degree because she's hot, those are not necessarily coming to end, but those guys are going to be increasingly hard to find. Yes, there will always be some 58-year-old, dirty old creepy man who will bail Madison out of her journalism degree and so forth. But it ain't, now, can we get into the demographics of simps? Have to do a lot of polling. Men under 40, especially you younger guys who don't have the money, you're like, nah, I got to afford rent. I can't afford OnlyFans girls. You got, there's a guy, rent or OnlyFans girls. That, inflation might be having an effect on that too. When food costs a lot more, you're going to pay the OnlyFans girl, or you're going to go buy yourself food? You're going to choose food. So I just wanted to share that. Let me take a look at my notes. Here's the things I want to know. I want to know what the total revenue for OnlyFans is 2023 and 2024, which we'd have to wait for year end 2024 to come on. I want to know if the disparity between new content creator growth versus subscriber growth, if that disparity is continuing. And I would love to find out what we could figure that out if we have more updated data, but you could take, I'm very curious. We have the data sort of where you take the total revenue of OnlyFans and you divide it by the number of subscribers that's spending per simp per year. I bet you that number's going down. It might have gone up a little bit in 2020, 2021, but I'm thinking 2020, Maybe 2022 would have even gone up. 2023, I'm betting it's gone down. And when the data comes out for 2024, I wouldn't be surprised if it is down by about 40 to 50%. I think it feels like a crash to me. I don't have the data to prove it, but it feels like a crash. Last time I had this kind of stomach in my feeling in my stomach, it was 2006, 2005 for the housing bubble. I'm like, man, something's off by about 40%. I'm going to call it 40, 45% here, but we're not going to know until a year and a, 18 months to 2 years later. All right, let's go to the, holy shit, 1,070. Let's go to the super chats here and take a look, see what you guys are saying. Rusty Fuel, $2. Are you saying simps are short people? No. Why would I? What? No. You be a tall simps. Nominal, $2. Did another 30-minute oil change in 100 Fahrenheit. F the man. Dude, that's a dollar a degree. I went over to Jiffy Lube about a month ago, and they say, yeah, it's $100 for an oil change. I'm like, nope, not, no, no. So you're doing a dollar a degree there. Unless you had like a fancy car, like needed synthetic or a bigger engine. Eddie, $5. I'm on my soft guy phase. They need to ask me out and pay for my day, Drizzle Drizzle. I see, that's a joke. I know it's a joke. We all are aware Drizzle Drizzle's a joke in the soft guy era. but yeah, I'm wondering that maybe that's also a sign men are waking up. Like, I'm not doing this anymore. Get the... How many years do you have to spend giving money to women online and not have sex or not have a date to realize this is a waste of time? Ross the Skunk, $5. Zipping barely works in real life. Ask me how I know. For your information, only in real life for me. Had to learn the hard way. Yeah. Go to the gym. Perfect yourself. Become the best version of yourself you possibly can be. Stay out of debt. Get a great career, a great education or training and engineering or whatever. Ask girls out quickly and politely and have no expectations. There you go. That's about it. That's all you could do. My truth, the king. I keep throwing out dude bro ideas that ain't so crazy. We go global with vertical integration system. Go with vertical integration, synergistic, multifaceted, operation evil, UCO, ICSO, Chat CFO, FMC, drivers O, Patino C, logistics O, and DJC, market of. Yo, bro, let me get some girls with the hot, get some hot girls. Advertise for us, bro. Then we leverage our synergies. Bro, truth, bro. You just said vertical integration and synergistic multifaceted. You didn't leverage your synergies, bro. Do you go to the Carlson School of Management? Hermit with a cool stick, $2. What if the Sims have just been bled dry? Well, more data to kind of confirm that theory or thesis. The interest rates have gone up. Okay, we right there. That has got to have an effect. It's had an effect on all other forms of consumer spending. Interest rates going up? Yeah, absolutely. And credit card debt going above $1 trillion, although people freak out about that. It's like, yeah, but the population has grown and there's been inflation. So it's, I know trillion is a scary word. But yeah, people are reaching their credit limit on some of their credit cards. 1 in 11 cars are in delinquency or default car loans. Yeah, it could just be high interest rates too. Like, let's be honest. Paying for a 304 on OnlyFans, that's a luxury good. That's not like groceries or rent or the utility bill. You really can, that's something you should not be doing. I don't care if you got $1 billion. No. Unless it's like some friend of yours, like, okay, here's a couple bucks. I, you know. But yeah, you're not wrong. There may not be any money, and now they got to choose with in a higher interest rate environment. Am I going to buy food? Or am I going to buy pictures of Becky? I don't know why I keep going with Becky. That's an older Gen X name. That's not really. I know there's Madison. There's Madison. What? Kylie? Kaylee? Is those Gen Z girl names? My truth, $5. But you keep rejecting your calling. You should go to afterlife as a millionaire who then made his last check bounce. Let's do it, Cap. A few rounds of venture capital, brah. That is what a true economist wants to do. Is like the very last second of your life, you spend your very last penny and you leave nobody nothing. Ross the Skunk, $2. This sounds like first in our winners of OnlyFans. Not necessarily wrong. OnlyFans is more like law school or acting. The top 3% are the ones that make all the money, and everybody else makes jack shit. Hank O'Flamio. Hey, $5. Fewer simps means more meet and greets if we can get rid of the scammers as well, so we can streamline that process. Means more meet and greets. I don't think less simps is going to have an effect on how many women come out in public to meet. You mean like if we get rid of the simps, more girls are going to go to meetup groups or speed dating or go to the salsa club. I think those girls are going to meetup groups and salsa clubs anyway. I really believe women are just there to make money. They're not like, oh my God, I have a boyfriend in New Jersey. They are just there to take your money. That's it. It's easy. I mean, I pretty much have the same job. I just don't show my tits. That's all. You know, I just talk. So yeah, it's easier than a real job, I'll tell you that. But these girls are not actually, they don't have boyfriends. Like, oh no, I got 30 boyfriends I'm entertaining right now. I can't possibly go meet a real man in the real world. No, they want to meet their Chad. They want to meet their Tyrone. They want to meet their whoever's really good looking around the corner. Beer, beer, beer. If we only get rid of the scammers as well, we could streamline that process. No, it won't have an effect. I don't believe whatever. OnlyFans has no bearing on the real dating world. None. Absolutely not. Mark Magana, $5. This may be the bad economy. Long ago, I built a couple websites for escorts. Interestingly, they are not recession-proof. Some with OnlyFans, with the OnlyFans, I guess. Yeah, I do know in the, you guys can look this up on Google. Go look at it. Economics is more interesting with Cappy. Okay. Some economists won't talk about this. Oh, sex. Oh, my God. Having fun and enjoying the opposites. Oh, somebody please fetch Paul Krugman. He'll put a fucking stop to our fun. We just need to kill more Republicans. Thank you, Paul. Thank you very much. You're the greatest. Go look more creepy. In 2007, when the Great Recession was just starting, there was an uptick in the number of women looking to ply the trade of ladies of the evening. And I knew a couple female friends within my circles who were like, you know, you can make a lot of money. I'm like, no shit, really? I would have never guessed that. It's only the oldest profession in the world. So you would increase your supply of willing ladies. So I guess bearing out here using the OnlyFans model, there's going to be more women applying or creating accounts. Obviously price would go down, but then yeah, the guy's income is shrinking. So, okay. Demand for it goes down. It's what decreases and increases the most to offset the price. Ross the Skunk, $2, inflation making that simp bubble pop quicker. Yeah, inflation and interest rates. You're not wrong. I told you, when I was in college, okay, there'd be a girl that want to go out. Fine. Are you going to pay for my food? I do not have time to take you out on 3 dates. I don't have the money and I don't have the time to take you out on 3 dates to negotiate and pull teeth that maybe on the fourth date, we'd have sex. So I have to eat. I have to pay rent and I have to eat. Because if I'm homeless and I'm starving or I'm dead because I have no food, then there ain't no sex. So you forgive me if I address these lower levels of Maslow's hierarchy of needs. I wonder how much inflation has pushed what would be normal simps into those lower levels of Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Where simps got to pay rent, girls. Got to pay rent. Future MD, $5. Why can't we just legalize prostitution everywhere? Because the pearl clutchers, both conservative and liberal, would get upset and pay boys to do trade school at 15. Win freaking win. Yes, Future MD. Yes, that would be the Libertarian Party, but they're too stupid and wacky and crazy. And it's not, by the way, it's not like these markets don't exist. We made drugs and prostitution illegal. Still happens. At the end of the day, no matter how much you propagandize young people to go to college for horseshit degrees, you still need tradesmen. At the end of the day, I'm sorry. Marriage is just prostitution via barter. It's all it is. Well, no, it's more than that. There's love and probably family, but a wedding ring, a house, and all this shit, that's love. The second you pay a girl $200 cash, that's shame. Oh, my God, it's prostitution. Like, what about divorce and alimony? What? Oh, see, that was ordered by a court, so that's fine. That's okay. Oh, but if I pay for it outside of marriage, I'm a shameful John and a degenerate, apparently. But the guy who got his life taken away from him and all of his assets or half his house, whatever, he did. That's good. Sorry, is this too sexy economics for all you stodgy PhD types? The pimped out platypus, $5. If these so-called real women can't handle us at our worst, they don't deserve us at our best. Drizzle, drizzle. Look, if I'm going to go out, these girls better at least pay for the Uber ride. But where have all the traditional women gone? Like, I want to be picked up. I want to be picked up at my house and dropped off. And you don't walk me to my door, okay? You're not coming in. I'm going to open up my car door, and we're going to have a good night. And dude, none of this Applebee's shit. You're taking me where's a ridiculously overpriced, dumbass place. You're going to take me to the Resorts World Steakhouse, right? You're going to drop me off at the door. We're going to valet. You're going to show me what kind of woman you are. I'm trying my best at the soft guy. I just don't know. Doc Paradox, $2. Power power walkers of the world unite. Deadly Raver, $5. Women made it where everything we average men do is wrong if it involves them. The answer was simple. Remove them. Remove women from your life or remove men from their lives. Let me try and install another concept. Women have every right, being sovereign, sentient human beings, to not necessarily treat men however they want. They can't treat you criminally. They can't abuse you or violate some ethical the golden rule. But women don't have to have anything to do with you. They don't. It's their time. They can't. And women have generally chosen, no, for the vast majority of you, we're just disinterested. However, if you're willing to pay me, I will send you digital photos or whatever else, or I'll act like your girlfriend. I'll pay somebody in my staff to text you and act like I'm your girlfriend, whatever. And men pay for it. Men are willingly subscribing to that. Strip clubs have been going on for ages. This girl's going to show you things and do a tease. You're not going to be able to touch her. You're not going to actually have sex. She's just going to tease you. You guys want to spend the money? Go ahead. Girl wants to do that? Go ahead. Or if you want to have a long and tortured and expensive courting life of dating someone for 2 years, you sign a contract, and then after 7 to 10 years, one person decides this contract isn't working anymore and decides to end it through a court of law called the family court, and then the court, because you signed a document that says, let's bring the government into this. Let's bring a government referee into this. Says, okay, happy shit goes to this person, and now you got to pay that person a monthly thing or whatever else. People could sign up for that. I'm not. But you must realize they made that choice, and you get to make a counter choice. You get to react to that choice. Dr. Paradox, $10. Operation Evil Idea. Network engineers apply for all OnlyFans job posting. Get paid mad bank by supporting infrastructure for 304s. Once FU money achieved, all quit at the same time. I'm available to lead if need be. I believe it was Andrew Tate who did that. I could be wrong. Don't quote me. But they were running like a website for Perron. And the girls, look, you got, well, maybe not YouTube, but it takes a $100 camera, whatever dollar, $200 mic, some lighting, and girls can be OnlyFans. And they could set up their own page and program and all that. And I believe, again, don't quote him, I believe it was Andrew Tate, who said, they said, how much money do you make off of your best girl? He's like, $14,000 a month. So what, you pay her $7,000, you know, $50,000? He's like, no, I pay her $1,000. I'm like, what? Like, she doesn't want to do any of the work. They don't want to do the IT stuff. They just want to lie around. And that's not uncommon. There's a whole, you guys know, there's a whole internet infrastructure that got to go into this. And you may pick on a Belle Delphine or Daphne, the gal that I posted there. That girl probably did a shit ton of work. The pros actually bust their asses off and put in the time. Yes, they might have some help. Yeah, they might have an IT guy. But this goes for any website. You go watch Fresh and Fit. You don't see it. It's all the behind the scenes stuff. There is a shit ton. Big Mo, he's a professional. He got other people, other staff. That is a fucking machine, a well-oiled machine that needs engineers and networking and maintenance. And it's not. And a lot of times the girls are putting together work on that too. Surprise, are the ones that make more money. My Truth, the King, $2 Cappy in his soft guy era in college, ahead of his time. Dude, college, it was just work, sleep, maybe eat, and study. 3.5 years fucking sucked. Yeah, sure, there's good aspect, but it fucking sucked. All right, link below. What the hell do I have link below? I have Bachelor Pad Economics. Link below. Get your financial shit together. Don't be Captain Save-A-Ho. Don't be a simp. All right? Get your financial shit together. Get to the point where you don't have to choose between girls or food. Have it that you make enough money you could afford rent, food, clothing, and shelter, and transportation. And then you also have the free time to chase girls. Okay? It's just, you read that book, you won't be poor. Can't guarantee you'd be rich, but you won't be poor. And then also link below, I think I have link to my courses on Teachable. No, I think I have just linked to one, how to stop being lazy. Don't chase after these guys. Just don't pay. Just don't pay for 304s. Okay. Just go work on yourself. The biggest hurdle is you're being lazy. So I got a course called How to Stop Being Lazy. Got it linked below. You can search it on Teachable if you want. There you are. Oh, Doc Paradox, one more. Chad Elkins is 304ing me for another $100 in chat. Well, yeah, you're right. He is a whore. Chad Elkins is a whore. Wait, is he podcasting right now? Is that why? Are we simulcasting here? All right, that's it. Check out the stuff linked below. We'll see you guys later. And hopefully in 2 years, I'll be proven right. We'll see you guys later. Toodles.